Texte numéro 100. The Battle Against Fast Fashion's Hypocritical Scholarships. Lexi Silverstein, a 20-year-old Los Angeles fashion student, can list the fast fashion brand Shein's many controversies in one breath. Shein's global revenue amounted to $23 billion last year, while earning criticism from US lawmakers over its alleged forced labor practices. It has surpassed Amazon as the most downloaded shopping app, even as designers have filed a lawsuit, accusing the brand of engaging in shocking abuses of copyright to create its cheap clothes. Environmental activists also frequently blast the label for producing 6,000 pieces of clothing a day, contributing to the fashion industry's enormous waste problem. That's why Silverstein was shocked to learn that her college, the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, FIDM, collaborated with Shein on a scholarship program. "A part of me didn't want to believe it," Silverstein said. "How can a school that markets itself as one of the top 10 sustainable fashion schools in the world partner with one of the biggest fast fashion companies in our industry? It was very hypocritical and shocking." Through the Shein Scholarship, 12 FIDM students were awarded $40,000 each and the chance to design pieces for the brand's collection. "I'm very grateful that FIDM is giving students this opportunity, but Shein is the worst possible pick for a partnership like this," Silverstein said. Outraged, she started a petition to end the scholarship, which has been signed by more than 5,000 people. According to the trade publication Vogue Business, that's more than double FIDM's enrollment, which is 2,000 undergraduate students. For Silverstein, Shein's attempt to work with universities constitutes greenwashing, as it misleads consumers into believing the brand is taking steps to help the environment. Silverstein calls universities a playing ground for Shein to attempt to rehab its image, and tries to prevent a similar situation happening at another school by currently contacting student groups across the country, including sororities, and encouraging members to boycott Shein. The use of university partnerships by companies to distract from unethical business practices is not unique to the fashion world. Last year, a study found 6 fossil fuel companies funneled more than $700 million in research funding to 27 universities in the US from 2010 to 2020. Elite universities like Harvard, MIT, and Stanford benefit from these relationships. When companies like Shein give money to schools, it benefits them more than it benefits the universities, said a member of the student group MIT Divest. If Shein gives $500,000 for a scholarship, it gives them legitimacy and helps promote trust among their consumer base. They are getting a significant return on that investment. It's a very calculated business decision. Adapted from CNN.com, September 2023.